I am now. So we're doing this the early session of live sessions at the Underground, 12:30 start. Got a busy day for everybody today. I want to start off by saying thank you to our sponsors, Park Hills Underground, KO Media and Entertainment, and absolutely a special thank you to Alan Smith for everything he does for the show. And, of course, I need to welcome in Brendan Hanrahan. Thank you for being here today, bud. How you doing?
Of course. I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic, man. Like, completely shocked at all the support we've gotten for this show so far. And, like, we were proud that started it yesterday at about 495 followers. And I was like, man, we're so close. And now we're over 600 in just 24 hours. So
that's awesome.
We're really happy with everybody that's been supporting us, like I just said, and everybody that's got interest in being here. So,
oh yeah, of course.
And I'm gonna make sure Alan's on the comments today, so if you guys are commenting, we will actually see it and get a response to you. So Brendan, how are you, man?
I'm doing pretty good, you know, just constantly playing my music, you know, playing through my sets of originals and recording, of course. I just recorded a song last night because I'm working on a 10-song album that I plan on putting out in August. So,
really?
Yep.
So, 10-song album coming out in August. And how many would you say you've gotten complete so far?
Right now I have 8, and I just have 2 more to record. So it's really just getting this recording done, and then after that, it's just like the final touches, making sure everything sounds good.
Okay, yeah, getting everything mixed down and everything like that. So as far as like the recording goes, that, you know, I haven't ever really done anything like that. Like when I do DJ mixes, like it's pretty much being mixed down as it is, and it's just a completely different process. So what's it like going through that process? Like, you've already written your songs, and now, you know, you've got to go back, and do you feel like more pressure when you're recording to make sure it's right? Because, you know, like, maybe you got to start over if it's not. Like, how do you feel about that when you go through it?
Yeah, it can be quite taxing at times, depending on what you're doing. But since I just do guitar, it's not terrible. But, like, I just open my laptop, open up my DAW or my software. I have an interface. I just plug my acoustic guitar into the interface, and then I just record from there. That's the easy part about it. Sometimes you have to mic your guitar, like, from the sound hole, which can be a pain. But, really, it's just making sure everything is, like, really precise. Like, recordings have to be as good as they can get, you know. Sometimes you're redoing a part, like, multiple times just to get it down, you know. That's really, like, the grudge part of it, I guess, that takes some motivation. But, like, at the same time, you know, like, you got this in the bag. You know your stuff and keep going. And sometimes it takes longer than others, but other times, you know, I can get a song done in, like, 2 hours.
Okay, cool.
So
I'm kind of curious, like, I use Ableton Live for literally everything I do, and so I'm curious what interface or software are you using?
I am currently using Reaper. I love that software. It is just so straightforward and simple to use. Everything's available for you. You just insert the tracks, you know, however many you need, and then you just record from there.
And it's free.
Yep, they got
free
that.
Free is always a good bonus.
Yep.
Right?
Still evaluating.
Yep.
Say,
that's the only thing, really. You just have to click that red X until you end up buying the license. But, like, it's there for you until you're able to.
It's like
it's
WinRAR.
Like, it's optional. Yeah.
Aging myself right there. WinRAR is, like, the goat of, you don't have to pay us, but we'd appreciate it if you were.
Right. Right.
Yeah, that's exactly how Reaper is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool,
yeah.
Cool.
It's just that indefinite free trial. Unless you want to buy the license.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. It helps the smaller artists, mm-hmm. you know, get going.
Right.
Okay, so we covered, like, the recording things, and so you got 8 done, and As Time Goes By is one of the new ones, right?
Yep.
That one's on Spotify. Most of your stuff, or all of it, is
yep.
currently, right?
Yep, I have 7 songs out on Spotify right now, so I think I'm going to release one more single before the album. So
cool. Awesome. I was listening to As Time Goes By and When I Walk Alone recently. So I like both of those. And
cool.
Thankfully, your stuff is on Spotify. So when I post the reels, like, I can use your audio for your introductions and stuff. So that was really cool.
Yeah, of course.
So, like, what kind of what got you into music in the first place?
Well, I've been playing instruments since I was like 3 years old. So like I started with the piano, and I would just go up and play the MASH theme out of nowhere. Just I could just hear it and then just try to sound it out. And I was just, you know, 3 year old me getting on the piano bench, and my parents were like, okay, let's get you some piano lessons. And so I was doing piano lessons for quite a long time till I was in, so I was like 13 or 14. But I was learning a lot of songs, you know, and it got to a point where I kind of got a little burnt out because, you know, when you go get lessons, it's not like you're actually playing like what you're interested in really or want to play. It's like all this fundamental technical stuff goes into it. Like you're always warming up, you're always like playing scales, chords, and music theory. It's like, you know, I got tired of that after a while. So
yeah,
I was 14 when I decided I wanted to start playing guitar, and you know, it was Christmas and I got a guitar, like my first guitar ever for Christmas. It was like an electric guitar. It was like a Squire.
Okay.
But that's usually what. Mm-hmm. But so I picked that up, and then like from what I was used to or what I learned in the past, you know, I went like straight to the books and like with chords and scales and stuff. It's like, you know, this wasn't interesting. So I actually put the guitar down for like 5 months, and then I heard My Own Summer by Deftones, and then that inspired me immediately to pick the guitar up again. And then I just started learning like that. I looked up YouTube videos, tabs, tutorials, and after that I learned that song, and I just played a whole bunch of covers for a few years after that, and then it evolved into me writing my own music.
Awesome. The way you can learn has drastically changed,
right?
Since I was a kid, you had to buy everything on paper, like all your tabs and everything, and you couldn't just go online. It didn't exist.
Right.
So that's really cool. And you know, you were talking about the lessons and how it's not fun. It's like going to college. Like you want to do something, but you've got to take all these BS courses,
right? That
have nothing to do with it, just to say you were there and you spent your money on it. Really, is
right
the way that goes. So the Deftones, like I feel like that's a huge influence for a lot of people. Wouldn't you say so, Alan?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Have any other like more recent influences that have shaped what you've been writing and playing yourself?
See, there's one of my favorite bands of all time. And then Smile Empty Soul, they're a smaller band, but they are so good. Sean Danielson, he has some acoustic stuff out there, and he is such a good songwriter, in my opinion. Then there's this acoustic duo from Australia called Opal Ocean. They are really cool. They're like an instrumental acoustic guitar duo. And it's like, okay, there's actually something out there that's kind of like what I'm doing and that people really enjoy it. But it's like this harder, grungier stuff. It's like they like slap on the guitar while they're playing. They do all this crazy, cool stuff. And so that's pretty inspirational.
All right, cool. Actually, I made a note because I want to look them up. Anytime like an artist will come in and they've got something, I want to look at it and, you know, see how it sounds and how it, like, maybe I see the connection from what you listen to what you play. So I'm always interested. And you've been playing pretty much your entire damn life. What you said, it was what, 14 or so for guitar. So what instrument did you start with? And how many did you go through before you got to guitar?
Well, I started with piano, and then I played in the school band, so I played trombone and mellophone also.
Okay.
And then it went to guitar after that, then guitar. It was just strictly guitar after that. I'm self-taught, you know. It's like I found my own, like, way of getting into playing and then getting to where the level I wanted to get at, so.
Okay, cool. And now, so you play guitar, you've played trombone, so like, what, 5, 6 different instruments. So you've got, you know, and each one of them brings a completely different vibe to music in general. So it's cool to see how that kind of fits into your style as well. Mm-hmm. So have you been like a solo act the entire time? Have you done anything with a group or a band, or have you thought about it, or is that an interest to you at all?
I've been in a few bands, and, you know, they definitely have their ups and downs. You know, you make some positive memories, but, like, everybody, like the bands I've been in, everybody seems to have such a different commitment level that it's really hard to stay together.
Yeah.
It's like you have one person doing the songwriting and then the other, you know, just trying to keep up with you. And then like the rest of the band, it's like they have no interest whatsoever at all. Like they never pick up their instrument or are prepared like whenever we rehearsed or we set up a meeting day. Coming to that meeting day, everybody cancels. And so it's like, you know what, I think I'm just going to go solo because like you don't have to worry about that. And you get to a point where it's just like, you know what, I don't got no time for that. I want to really pursue my passion and, you know, just get creative with it like that. So
yeah, no, it's got to be difficult.
It's really tough to get 3 to 5 people, you know, that all have the same ambition in a room once or twice a week.
Right.
It's impossible, really.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, a lot of bands have done it, but not easily.
Yeah.
No, you're right. Especially, you know, when you're younger, I imagine it's easier to at least get together. Now, then you've got how many different clashing egos and who thinks that they are the band, right?
Right.
But then you get older and it's like, okay, well, everybody's got a job. Some, you know, Jimmy's got 2 kids and Brendan Dane's got 6 cats. And like it's hard to find that schedule.
Right.
I get that for sure. Like what I got to ask though, you know, you've been in bands, like what would you say is like your best experience through a band? And on the flip side, if it's shareable, what's the worst experience you've had being a part of a band?
I would say the best part about being in a band is like playing with other people, like playing things you actually like and listen to, like playing covers, you know, like me and my friend would like cover Seether and Smile Empty Soul all the time. And we had so much fun playing it. And even our own stuff. Like I also sometimes write alternative metal riffs and like we made it into a song and we played it and then it just went pretty hard and we just had fun with it, you know. Like those were definitely my favorite experiences. And my worst experience is probably when like we do a house show on like Halloween and half the band didn't show up, so it was just like me and the drummer playing, but everyone still enjoyed it, so it was still a good time. But like there was just such a lack of communication with the bands I've been in, so like I think that kind of just kills the vibe a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
When you like have all this stuff planned and then you get to that day and then it's just like, well, we got to kind of improvise a bit and still find a way to make it work. So
yeah, I mean a band's like a very complicated relationship.
For sure.
You know, when you're in a relationship, of course you need communication, but it's between like 2 people.
Right.
It's easier to work through your things. Now you got 3, 5, sometimes like what was the band that was here not long ago? It was like a 7-piece band.
Oh, Solarium.
Yeah. And man, they were great. But like
their first show ever, they absolutely killed it. But yeah, how they made all of that work, I'm impressed.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It takes a lot of mental strength for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I saw him setting up. I had to take off, unfortunately, but it's crazy that, you know, in today's kind of environment where everybody's got to be working and have a side hustle and you're trying to play music at the same time to make something like that happen.
Yeah.
Do you have any like local influences or, you know, family or I guess any kind of local influence, whether it be family, bands, or, you know, friends?
At the moment, I can't really think of any because, you know, I've just been doing my own. I just kind of went, like, really into doing my own thing. And so, like, just getting the support from that, from you guys and the underground and the community around here and up in St. Louis is my influence pretty much. So
awesome. Well, we're definitely glad we can be a part of, you know, everybody trying to do their thing here. And the stuff I've seen you do and, you know, listening to your stuff on Spotify, it's been pretty killer, dude. Like,
thank you.
I'm looking forward to everybody getting to see it here shortly because, you know, you can feel the emotion in it. Even when there's no lyrics, you can still feel the emotion in your music, in the acoustic sense especially. And so I'm really excited for that.
Awesome.
Man, like, do you have any preference on overall genres, I guess?
For now, I've been switching from like acoustic grunge stuff to like metalcore. it like goes back and forth. It's such a I have such a bipolar music taste. Like Silent Planet is one of my favorite bands so ever. Good. I saw them in February in Springfield and they were awesome, and I'm coincidentally seeing them again next Tuesday at Pops because I was going to go see Polaris, but they had to pull out of this upcoming tour because of, you know, things they've been dealing with, like the death of Ryan Sue especially. I could not even imagine touring.
Yeah.
Dealing with that, but Silent Planet took their spot, and so I'm coincidentally seeing them again, and I cannot wait.
That's with Dayseeker, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it'll be a good show.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
So I'm looking forward to that, but then other than that, it's just like, you know, it's either Breaking Benjamin, Smile Empty Soul, Alice in Chains, just kind of all over the place.
Yeah. No, I get it. I'm very bipolar in my stuff, very eclectic in what I'm listening to.
Look at you with the big words.
I know. I got to say them wrong first. It goes from a $5 word to a $250 word. But, no, and like, I'm excited that everything we've seen here in the local community and all the support, like, you know, every single one of us is out here at every show we can be at, right? And it's been really cool. And I know you recently, you had a show here recently, right?
March 1st.
March
1st. That was my most recent one. Like, okay. Other than that, it's been like open mics, but.
Gotcha. Have you played any other venues in the area lately?
Not really this area, but I played at this open mic in Alton last week at a place called the Conservatory. It's similar to this, you know, it's like you have the bar up front and then you have like a music venue in the back, you know, they have the overhead PA system and all that. But I got to perform there and it was a really good experience. You know, they book local shows, so yeah, okay. That's really the only other venue I've performed at really, other than like busking at parks or streets, but
maybe it already happened, or maybe it's happening in the future. Didn't you go down to Backwoods too?
I did. Yes, okay. I actually did play there.
Yeah,
I haven't been there yet. I see a whole lot. Yeah, going me neither. On there, but I'm curious. So, like, what do they have going on? What's the environment like for, you know, to play and you know, just in general?
It's a pretty chill environment. You know, it's like a bar and grill, but it's also cool because they have like an arcade in the back with like pinball and like a Hot Wheels section. Like if you want to browse, I thought that was pretty cool.
I'm sorry, there's a Hot Wheels section.
Yep.
Like you can play with cars.
Well, you can like look around and buy them, but like.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
That's still. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have to be very careful if I ever have my son there for some reason.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I want them all.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, down there, within, like, the last really just couple of months, it seems like they're doing a lot of cool stuff down there, a very diverse range of music.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, a lot of artists that we've seen come through here on a regular basis and checking it out, too.
Yeah, I think Donnie Pratt's kind of doing a lot of their booking and stuff.
Okay,
I
guess. Cool.
I don't actually know, but I see him doing a lot down there.
Yeah, no, I see him promoting it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's cool. Like he's branching out and doing his thing. It's really cool to see.
Yeah.
I guess I gotta ask. Like I'm asking everybody. Like if you had one food that you couldn't live without, like this is the only one that you're gonna eat for ever. Like what's it gonna be?
Probably baked mostaccioli or lasagna. Like I'm a pasta person, and like I don't think I could live without that personally. Like I never seem to get tired of it.
Okay, that means you are right on page with Keith there.
Yeah,
for the cinema story. Now, do you do green olives in your lasagna?
Nope.
See, okay, Keith is the only one that's like weird.
He's the only person I know that likes green olives that much.
Like, I'm pretty sure you could just get him a can of green olives.
Oh, absolutely.
For his birthday, and he's gonna be like, "That, thank you."
That and some Texas Pete to put on top.
Yeah, Texas Pete, shout out, sponsor him. I love what they're doing. They're trying to get them to sponsor. They're constantly posting, "Hey, when are you gonna give us money? When are you gonna give us money?"
Well, because Chris uses I don't know if he uses it, but they. What's the other one that's like a knockoff of Texas Pete, like Arizona Steve or something?
That sounds about right, but I have no idea.
I don't know. I'm like three episodes behind of their podcast. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, I started the newest one the other day. I haven't gotten all the way through it, though, but they put Justin on the soundboard.
Oh, boy. That was, I'm sure, great.
Speaking of like Justin, like I know he does a lot with CMO Beard Oil with what he's got going on. You've got some like straight up Troy Polamalu look or locks going on here. Like, what do you do to keep your hair the way it is, man?
Honestly,
like, it seems like a lot of effort.
It really doesn't take much. Like sometimes I just wake up and run a brush through it, and you know, it looks decent to me, hopefully. But like,
I envy you.
But like, I use a lot of like moisturizing shampoo to really make the blonde kind of pop out, I guess.
Yeah.
But that definitely helps. But really, it doesn't take as much as you would think.
Okay. Yeah, and I mean, it looks like it's like very, very involved.
Yeah, I mean, the most pain thing about long hair, though, is that it gets in your mouth when you eat anything. It's just that can get annoying, but it's like you get used to it after
a while.
That's
why I don't do the mustache. I can't take it. I constantly was chewing on hair, and I'm like, this is not what I'm trying to do here today.
Yeah, that can get annoying, but overall, I think I look most fitting with long hair, so...
One day you should just shock everybody and just share and be like, hey, guys.
Well, I actually plan on, like, leaving all this on top but shaving, like, everything, like, on the inside layer. And, like, I thought about putting it up in, like, a bun. It would kind of look like that. Like, I had no hair, but then I just take the bun off and, you know, back to normal again.
Yeah. There's actually a lot of that going on with the undercut. Different styles.
Yeah.
Well, I also got to ask, like, if you, like, dogs or cats? Like, seriously, these are questions we're going to ask everybody.
You're good. Honestly, personally, I love both. Don't get me wrong, but I love cats. I think I'm a little more of a cat person.
Yeah, I'm getting there. Yeah? Definitely getting there. You know, I don't have a cat anymore. I've just got a dog that, she's a good dog. I love my dog. But, man, cats are, they're, one, fun, and two, they're...
really laid back.
Yeah.
Until they're not.
Yeah.
And then they just scratch the shit out of you.
Well, that's love. That's how they show love. Yeah. Like, my son's got a new kitten over at his mom's.
Ooh.
It is the biggest, like, crackhead I've ever seen. Like, it'll take off running, run right into the glass, get back up and go, okay, well, I'm going to run into the other cat. And it just has a good time with it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. You got any, like, big plans coming up in the next, like, month or... any shows that you're trying to put on or get on top of or anything like that?
Not like in particular, even though I would love to book some more shows this summer before I go to the Nashville area in August to study audio production at Middle Tennessee State University. So
really?
Yep.
That's going to be huge.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one.
Now, that sounds like it's going to be focused on what you want to learn instead of what they want you to learn.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so, like, what's the whole, I don't know a whole lot about music schools. Like, I know you just mentioned kind of what you're getting into, but, like, what is the overall goal at the end of it?
I think it depends on, like, what kind of production you want to do, whether it's live sound or studio, but I'm planning on doing more studio work, which is, like, recording, mixing, mastering, you know, setting up all the mics and stuff,
mm-hmm.
making sure, like, you know, you get a good signal, which can take hours to do, but I'm going to school for that just to gain more knowledge of it and hopefully work, like, full-time in a studio, like, recording and mixing. So
awesome.
Yeah, that kind of thing is very important that people learn how to do. Wow, right. That was a mouthful. But, you know, because there's not a lot of people that know how to do that.
Right.
So when, you know, somebody is interested in that, I think that's really, really cool.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, it's something that's needed in the music industry. And, yeah, I basically all I would say about it is the same thing Alan just said. It is very crucial, and being able to do that helps your marketability.
Right. Like, long story short, making stuff sound better.
Right. So, Alan, do you have anything? Is there any comments coming in or anything like that?
Joseph Hausman says, looking awesome in there, Kyle.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Joe. It's Joe from Smoke Till Valhalla. Cool dude. He's been supporting a whole lot of people around here and a lot of acts, and he's excited to see the community grow the way it's growing. So thank you, Joe, for coming in and hanging out and dropping a comment. How you feeling about playing some music?
I feel great. I'm Always down for it. So,
yeah.
So, which do you have one or two that you're going to do? Or?
I think I'm going to do two today.
Okay. And which ones would those be?
When I walk alone, and a new one called Withered.
Withered.
Yep.
Okay. So, before you get into it, give us kind of a little background on, you know, what was going through your mind when you were writing these songs, and, you know, what made it what it is.
So basically, with When I Walk Alone, you know, I'm an only child. It was kind of lonely growing up, and, like, I honestly didn't have very many friends because all the neighborhoods I lived in, like, I had a friend for a little bit, but then they moved away somewhere really far away, like Florida or Nevada. It's like, yeah, well, okay. They kind of just went away. And so, like, I've always had, like, social anxiety, too. And so, like, I always spent a lot of time alone, like, in my room, you know, like, that's why I have the guitar with me, you know, that's where all my time and emotions go into. And if I'm, like, feeling a specific way, like, depressed, you know, I just come up with melodies more depressing sounding. Or, you know, if I'm feeling, like, in between, you know, like, I'll have one part of a song sound, like, more moody and the other sound, like, you know, more positive. But, like, it's just, like, whatever I'm feeling at the time, you know, I just put it down on the guitar and just put whatever I have into that. So
and when you're doing it, are you, you know, doing a little bit and then, like, okay, writing this down, like, kind of what it was, or you just go and it, I don't know, does it stick with you, or do you have to write anything down, or how's that go?
I don't normally write things down. I normally just, like, write parts of a song, and then, like, after all that's down, I, like, record it on my phone. So, like, I don't forget any of it. And then I listen back to those and just make it into a song and then play the whole thing all the way through. I play it, like, a few times to make sure, you know, I'm feeling this. This is something I would play live. You know, that's, like, every process I go through with every song I write. And the stuff I'm putting out now is, like, stuff that I like to play. Awesome. So whatever I came up with, so.
It's, like, it's note-taking, but it's audio note taking,
right?
And I compare that to, like, people, you know, with a voice recorder instead of writing things down, which I should probably start doing.
But, yeah, it's nice.
So that was I Walk Alone. Is there anything different that you know, went into Withered, or about the same?
It's a little bit heavier. It's kind of weird considering, like, all my stuff's acoustic, but, like, you can hear some, like, people saying, like, oh, this sounds like it was written with distortion, or, you know, it just got that, I don't know, grungier vibe, I guess. I don't know. It's one of the harder ones, but it's also one of the most emotional ones I've ever written, so.
And I'm fully confident we're going to be able to feel that when you get into it here in just a few
minutes. Cool.
So, yeah, like I said, your stuff's on Spotify. It's under your name, Brendan Hanrahan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have trouble spelling it, look at the live feed. I actually got it right. Am I saying it right?
Yeah, you're okay. Saying it right.
Good job, Kyle.
I ask after I've said it like four times now. Figured he'd have corrected me if I was wrong at this point. But so, yeah, check him out on Spotify. You can follow him on Facebook. Adam is a friend. Check out what he's got going on.
Yep, Instagram as well.
Instagram as well. Do you have the music anywhere else other than Spotify?
It's on Apple Music. It's on YouTube. It's on Amazon Music. It's on any streaming platform you could probably possibly think of, some that I never knew about.
Okay.
So
it's like awesome. It's like our podcast. I swear it's on things I didn't even know existed.
Right.
Well, now there's how many different services? Everybody wants their piece of the pie, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. No, I get it. I really do. So you wanna go ahead and grab the guitar? I'll say a few things about our sponsors and what we've got going on. Get you set up. Alan, do you have the cord ready for him?
Yep, right here.
And all he has to do is plug in.
All right, cool.
All right. So, everybody, this has been our episode 4. We're on episode 4 now.
Is it 4? Yeah, it is 4.
Yeah. Wow. Donald Kincaid was number 3.
Yeah.
And remember, before that, we didn't even know who our third act was going to be. And we made a post, and here we are. We're booked almost. We added more dates in June, August, July. You know, those dates aren't in order or anything, but we've almost got all of those booked up, too. And we've had a whole lot of support here in the neighborhood. Of course, Park Hills Underground, KO Media Entertainment. We've got some more sponsors that are going to be coming up in the next month. We've got different cameras that we're using, changing it up, and we've got more cameras on the way. And we're going to end up setting up for the stage and everything. So a lot of good things coming. Episode 5 will be on the 11th of May. And that's Justin Williams of Hours to Midnight. And then...
Sorry. I thought about something Keith said last night. I don't know if you were there, but I probably shouldn't say it on the show.
No, I don't think I was there. And then the 25th, we've got Michael Watson coming back for my birthday. I'll be getting interviewed by Alan.
Yeah, you'll be a guest.
I'll be a guest.
How about that?
I'm not playing anything. I'm just talking. And then we've also got Gabe Corcoran coming in for his first appearance, and he'll be interviewed and played. And, you know, we're looking forward to everything we got, and I'll be getting the schedule out for June, July, and August here soon. You can find us on Spotify under Park Hills Radio or Park Hills Underground Radio.
Yep.
You can find us on Apple, like everywhere. If you can find a streaming service, we're on it. And that's a huge thanks to Alan for getting that done, getting it going. So I think you ready to go?
I think so.
You want to turn his guitar up?
That's two.
Four.
All right, and we are starting with which one?
We are starting with When I Walk Alone.
When I Walk Alone. This is Brendan Hanrahan. Here on Live Sessions Underground. It's your show, man.
All right.
Nice, man.
Thank you.
You could definitely feel what you put into that.
Cool.
For sure. Alan, did we have another comment on there?
Yeah, Brandy Crisco says, a lot of... Sorry, I can't read.
This is hard.
A lot of us regulars from Park Hills Underground are proud of you, Brendan.
Awesome, thank you so much. I'm glad to hear that.
So, and then we're getting ready to go right into Withered then. All right, man, take it away.
All right, cool. Got to make sure this thing's in tune because it decides when it wants to be in tune and when not to be in tune. So
I believe that. I really do.
Okay, good enough.
See that being like a lead up to an anime boss battle right there. That was powerful. I love it.
Cool. That was definitely one of the more powerful ones I think I've written ever. So
you can feel it, man. There's you can tell there's a lot that went into that, and not just practice. Like part of your soul is in that song.
Definitely.
For sure. That was a vulnerable one to write for me.
I can see that. And man, good stuff. Thank you for being here.
Absolutely. Alan, thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course, man. I mean, it's all about, like, it started off with the entire purpose was for the local scene, right?
Right. And,
you know, we'll see what happens down the road. But right now, it's let's connect with the people that are here, that are trying to do everything and making the underground what it is.
Right.
And so, of course, thank you for being here. Alan, do you have anything to talk about shows?
Yeah, I'm going to be that guy and promote some stuff going on here. Let's see. Well, tonight we've got a big show. It's Hemlock. They're from Las Vegas. They were here last year on like a Monday, and it drew a pretty good crowd. So hopefully, you know, it's a Saturday, so it'll do even better. And then you've got a show here, Kyle, next week.
Yeah, oh man, it is next week. It's like I got two coming up actually. May 4th, big show. We got BTH Blaze, daytime. Troy, the blues juggler, he'll be opening up for us. And then I'll be doing a DJ set at the end, hip-hop, pop, EDM type stuff, dance remixes of pop, dance remixes of some country, actually, because there's a couple really good ones. And we're actually going to be thankfully to one of our sponsors, Trinity Linked. We have two tickets to raffle off for the Smoke Out 3 featuring Lil White concert that'll be here at Underground. And those shows are done so well, put together very well. A lot of free product goes around for the people. And it is, that's an 18 up show, or is it 21?
I should know this. Probably 18 with medical card, 21.
That sounds about right.
Just, you know, yeah.
Okay. But yeah, the one we're doing on the 4th is pretty big. We're excited to have that raffle.
The one on the 4th is all ages, to clarify.
All ages, yes. 18 up to enter the raffle, though.
Yes.
We can't, you know, raffle off something to a minor for that. That's not going to happen. Right. We do have giveaways courtesy of Smoke Till Valhalla. We're also sponsored by Mama Bear Designs, Park Hills Underground, KL Media and Entertainment. It's going to be a really good show. Everybody that's a part of it's got a little bit of a following, at least, and it's going to be a good time. Then May 11th or 17th, we got the comedy show with Funny Man Meissen. But yeah, the 4th, that's a free show. So, don't worry about paying anything at the door. Just come and have a good time.
Yeah. And then, two more shows I want to talk about specifically, May 10th and 11th. We've got two really, really, really good ones. So May 10th, the headliner will be Bigfoot. They're a local band. They'll be actually on the show here in,
June 8th.
And then I think the next one too, cause you know, yes, there's some, yeah. I don't know. We'll get all that information on our Facebook page soon. But anyway, they're going to headline, and then opening for them is a band called Raise the Alarms, and then another band called Janitrix. Two really, really good bands. And then on May 11th, we've got Holding Ground, Broke Neck, Sacred Fuzz, and the coolest band name ever. I wish I would have thought of it. Xenomorph Rodeo. It's like, and their logo is a dude riding an alien wearing a cowboy hat.
It's like, for you youngsters, xenomorphs are aliens from the movie Alien.
Yeah. But anyway, both of those shows, $10, doors are at 7, show starts at 8, May 10th and 11th.
Awesome.
So, and then, you know, we've got plenty of other stuff coming up. Go to Park Hills Underground's Facebook page. You'll see everything. So
yeah, no, we're always posting everything that's going on, reposting things that are going on. But I think that's all we've got for now. Like we said, we'll get our updated schedule for the podcast here, Live Sessions of the Underground, updated. Again,
yes.
May 11th is Justin Williams from Hours to Midnight. And then the second one, I keep thinking of somebody else, but it's 25th. It's my birthday. I'll be interviewed. Michael Watson's coming back, and Gabe Corcoran will be in here, so it's going to be a fun time, too. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, we'll get more into the June stuff later, but, again, thank you, Brendan. Check his stuff out under his name on any streaming platform you can find. Follow him on Facebook, see what he's doing, what he's got going on. He's definitely going to be back here at the Underground in the near future, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
And again, thank you to the sponsors, Park Hill Underground, KL Media Entertainment. I'm looking so forward to being able to add to that list next month of sponsors that are proud to be supporting the show. But yeah, it's gonna wrap it up for us here again. Just want to say thank you again. Thank you, Alan. And you guys, I appreciate you hanging out. And look for the audio to be put up on Spotify and every other streaming platform you can possibly think of within the next couple of days. Have a good one, y'all.